This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation continues to generate analysis and comment throughout the world's media. Some of the Pope's most forthright language in this newly released document was used in his comments on the challenges and problems of our modern world, especially the current economic system and the plight of those people who are discarded on the margins of society. Dr. Anna Rowlands is a Catholic and lecturer in theology and ministry at King's College in London. She spoke to me about how this exhortation has been widely reported on by the secular media, especially those sections where the Pope speaks very frankly about these socio-economic ills.
Well, I think the first thing to emphasise is the context in which he is making the comments. First of all, Catholic social teaching, to which he says on the one hand he's not contributing. This isn't a letter that is specifically Catholic social teaching, but nonetheless one of the most distinctive things it does is integrate Catholic social teaching properly into a framework of thinking about mission and evangelisation. So the first thing he does is say, look, we've got to look at the shape of the human crisis. And we've got to look at the shape of the human crisis for two reasons. Firstly, because the duty of the church is always to look at that which affects, disfigures human dignity. And secondly, because we've got to understand the context into which we're evangelizing. If we don't understand the lives and the nature of work that people experience, then there's no way in which we can bring the gospel as good news. So I think the first thing that's really striking is just how integrated the document is. If we're going to talk about the good news, who and what shape of lives are we talking about when we do this? In that context, I think that the forthright nature of his language, particularly on consumption, on being a throwaway society, and he actually uses the phrase, an economy that kills. That's very, very strong language. And by that, he's referring to a system which doesn't just exploit people, but actually systematically excludes and, as he says, discards people who it sees as superfluous to its needs. And those are migrants who don't fit our category of acceptable migration, particularly in a European context. They are people who seem not to be able to be economically productive, either because they don't have the opportunities for employment or for whatever reason can't sell their labour in the marketplace. And he's concerned that these people are not just left behind, but become effectively unable to participate in any meaningful way in society. That leads to a process in which people simply have no option for expressing their human dignity in a social context. And his sharpness of comment on those matters is something which I think is both very, very needed, and I think has struck people very strongly. It's not very often that papal documents get quoted on Twitter, Facebook, social media, normal print media around the world, but whole sections of this document have been quoted by people who would never normally touch a papal document. And I think that says something profound about the way in which the Pope has put his finger on the pulse of what it means to be human at the moment.
You talked there about the strong language that he used, and one of the very much quoted remarks was the tyranny of the financial markets, which was certainly picked up by a lot of news organisations. And he also gave an example of how, in a sense, the media considers it more important when the markets drop by 2 points rather than the news that a homeless man has died of exposure because he's sleeping out in the streets in the winter. I mean, is he really trying to sort of make clear the misplaced priorities of our modern society?
Absolutely. And I think there's two levels to this. The first is that he wants to keep putting back at the forefront of our minds as individuals, but also our minds as societies, cultures, and lawmaking bodies, human dignity. So he wants to show the ways in which the market, politics, and wider forms of society replace the human being with other endpoints or goals. So when we simply think that growth, and he does mention a culture which is just focused on growth economically rather than the cost of growth to human beings, cultures that put other things in place of the human, consumption, economic growth, possessions, those cultures, in the end, will always dehumanize. And the job of the church is to point to everything which diminishes our humanity. So in one sense, all he's doing is what every pope has done since 1891, and indeed before, which is to point out the ways in which the economy can dehumanize. However, What I think is very interesting in the example that you just mentioned of the news that the stock market drops 2%, but not the news that somebody, an elderly man, dies of exposure on the streets, what Pope Francis is doing is asking us to question what counts as economic news. What do we think is news? And we think that stock market variation is news, but we don't think that loneliness, we don't think that homelessness, we don't think that displacement, we don't think that statelessness is news. So how do we quantify what is economic news and what isn't? And he's asking us to profoundly widen our horizon of understanding what counts as economic news. The other thing that he does is to widen what we think of as scandal. So we live in a culture which tends to think of scandal as being sexual, about corruption. But actually, what he says is inequality is the greatest scandal of our times. How we spend our money, the way that we value money, why is it that we're not able to see more broadly what counts as news and the kind of things that we focus upon as scandals? And he's trying to widen our frame of reference.
And there was also an interesting remark that he made, you know, that we're never really going to solve our problems unless we deal with this poverty and inequality.
Absolutely. At the root of all social ills, Pope Francis says in this document, is inequality. It is the question of our times. And very interestingly, he phrases that as a challenge to peace. So he sees inequality as the basis of social conflict, as well as a challenge to human dignity. So if we're going to talk about the common good, if we're going to talk about a culture of peace, we have to deal with inequality. This isn't just about militarization. It's not just about the obvious threats to peace that we might consider. Social inequality, the most serious problem of our times, and a threat to peace. That's what this document says clearly.